Welcome to Colorectal Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Over the last few years, there's been a rapid escalation of interest in the issue of management of patients with hepatic-only metastases, and I met with surgical oncologist Dr. Steve Curley for an update of this fascinating clinical situation. Dr. Curley began by reviewing some of the major new developments in this therapeutic strategy.
Philosophically, there's been some major changes. We've gotten away from many of the dogmatic principles that were present in the late 1980s, early 1990s. For example, people were trained at that time that if a patient had more than three or four liver metastases, they were not a candidate for curative surgery. Oftentimes, if patients presented with synchronous disease or a short interval between resection of their primary and development of metastatic disease, they were considered non-curable. And then finally, the whole issue of small volume extrahepatic disease. Again, training in those days was, well, yeah, you have one or two lung mets or you have lymph nodes in the porta hepatis, you're not curable. Well, fortunately, we've questioned all of those sort of dogmatic principles and shown them to be really incorrect. There's good data in each of those subsets of patients that curative intent is still possible. If you take the patient with synchronous disease, or if you take a patient with small volume extrahepatic disease that you can also resect, if you take patients who have more than four metastases, there is still an opportunity for long-term survival with surgical treatment in those groups.
What do we know about the results of using this approach?
Well, I'll take one subset. Let's look at the patients who have more than four metastases. Several of us, including our group at MD Anderson, the group at Memorial Sloan Kettering, a number of groups around the country have looked around that, and internationally. Renee Adam has published this from the Paul Bruce. Essentially, we all know that if you treat with surgery alone, patients with more than four metastases, their five-year survival is not as good as patients with fewer, but it's still in the range of 20 to 25%. If you add in adjuvant or neoadjuvant chemotherapy to that group, at MD Anderson, our five-year survival rate in that group was 51%. So more than four metastases, surgically resected, plus chemotherapy, half of those patients were alive 5 years later. Now, not all of them were disease-free. That's the key. As you know, we've sort of changed the landscape of these patients. Essentially, what we're finding is that more patients are living longer. They may have developed new metastatic disease or recurrence somewhere. So it was, in fact, only about 20-21% who were alive disease-free at 5 years, meaning that other 30% essentially were alive with disease. They had developed recurrence. But again, they were on treatment, and we've essentially extended their lifespan in that group.
Have there been any randomized studies looking at this?
No. And as you know, that's a real issue, is how do you get people to randomize patients in these trials? We had several trials that we tried to design through the American College of Surgeons Oncology Group, and we couldn't get buy-in, we couldn't get agreement. So unfortunately, much of this is based on retrospective and either single or multi-institution databases.